Now, where I have the small green that is right...
Charlie Martin grew up on the 57-acre farm just outside of Bridgewater, where he now grows produce and feed corn and keeps 6,000 chickens for hatchery egg production. His grandfather bought it in the early 1930s, and Martin bought it from his father in 1978. The land around him has changed a lot over the decades, with rows of homes being built closer and closer as Bridgewater's population grew. But Martin doesn't harbor any ill will towards them.
Sell the best, eat the rest, or give it away. That's my motto. And with my neighbors, housing developments coming in, if I can't beat them, feed them.
Oh, yes. You've seen all this get built, huh?
Oh, absolutely. All around me was farm ground.
Feeding his neighbors has clearly won them over. As we talked by the tomatoes, people biking and driving by would periodically honk and wave.
The produce is a very stable income. It's not, well, it's a little hard to say. Your chickens are more consistent because they're in a controlled climate. They're in housing. You're guaranteed so much for your egg as long as you take reasonable good care of them. Where produce, there's a lot of variables.
Martin used to sell the bulk of his produce to a grocery store in Bridgewater. That was before he and a group of other farmers in the area started the Shenandoah Valley Produce Auction, which is now his preferred place to sell.
I would not want to go anywhere else. It all gets sold.
The auction is housed in a giant sort of open-air warehouse in Rockingham County, west of Dayton. On Tuesday and Thursday mornings, growers drop off their wares, which then get auctioned off to buyers, who come from roadside stands, grocery stores, and the occasional restaurant.
Back before 2005, there was not much for roadside stands or the like in the valley, or in Rockingham County especially.
Jeff Heatwall is the auction manager.
And so the produce auction has really allowed them to have the opportunity to get the wide range of produce that they need to be able to sell that way. So that in and of itself has kind of grown a little segment of the economy in a way here in the Shenandoah Valley, because it's a readily available wide variety of local produce.
On a Thursday morning in June, buyers clustered around trolleys brimming with hothouse tomatoes, green onions, kohlrabi, and squash. This auction season, demand appears to be back to normal after a real bumper year in 2020. Heatwall said that roadside stands and outdoor markets were more appealing than going inside stores for many people at the beginning of the pandemic.
The demand last year was just off the charts high for us. So yeah, we had an incredible year actually.
One of the auction's long-standing buyers is Cy Kojalin, who along with his family owns the Harrisonburg restaurants Beyond and Taste of Thai in the Oriental Food Market. One of the things he loves most about the auction is that it reminds him of the community atmosphere that developed around his father's lumber business back in Laos.
And when the Vietnam War came, when the North Vietnam took over the South Vietnam, it's kind of spread to Laos and Cambodia. And so we escaped from Laos to Thailand in 1980. We lived in refugee camp for about close to 2 years. So, and then we refugee here in Northern Virginia, so in 1981.
He also likes to be able to inspect the produce before he buys, something you can't do when ordering from a corporate supplier.
Being a chef, being a business owner, you always want to look for what the customer wants. We're also looking for quality. That's really important to us. So like we buy onion this time of year, cabbage, broccoli. It's really fresh, really good quality there.
And those fresh veggies make it into the recipes at Beyond and Kojalin's other eateries, such as their spicy tuna sushi roll, which has fresh cucumber and green onion. A few blocks away at the Friendly City Food Co-op, you can buy auction produce for yourself, including nectarines and green beans. Dietrich Ewing is the produce team leader at the co-op.
When I started out, it's like, it's really intimidating because like there's a lot of buyers there and things go really quick because there's tons of stuff there. And so the auctioneer like wants to zip through it. And so at first it was just like, okay, like what am I buying? How many am I buying? And like you end up with like, okay, I got these 20 things of cucumbers. Now it's like, you know, I kind of know, I go in with a plan and like kind of know what I'm gonna get.
Most of the co-op's produce comes from certified organic farms, but the majority of farmers who sell at the auction use conventional practices. But local produce doesn't have to be shipped across the country or continent, and Ewing said that sometimes he can find items at the produce auction early in the season or more reliably.
The farmers that I buy from there, if I buy from them regularly, like I try to talk to them and kind of figure out kind of what their growing practices are.
For WMRE News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.